It is 7 a.m. and you are listening to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. This is your musical savior, your voice of the resistance, Steve Fox, broadcasting around the world from deep within the Citadel of Liberty, San Francisco, California. It is another day closer to victory, sisters and brothers and babies, as we spread the word and make sure we rock all of the Republic to wake the F up.
Thank you. Vietnam combat veterans suffer from what psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.
Summer fling with the hottie who ended up being completely insane? Yeah, we chose to forget them too and play new jams. BFF.FM. BFF.FM. I really dig that song. John Carpenter Powder Ballad. Turbo Negro. From earlier this year. Good morning, babies. Steve Fox hanging with you on another edition of Wake the F Up. Fox has been away for a little bit, trying to wrap my head around what we need to do next in this revolution. Hasn't been that great of a week. Lots of children being separated from their parents at borders. Lots of really horrible stuff going on. Babies being kept in cages. Yes, it is true. Even though the orange shit-gibbon in chief signed an executive order, there is still people, human beings, being put into cages. Not dormitories, not even cheaper hotel rooms, because keeping a person in a hotel room costs about one-third of what it costs to keep them in a cage. But for these for-profit prisons and for the regime in charge, all of this makes sense because they're just trying to rake America over the coals. So what is next? What are we doing next? We need to answer those questions in this hour of Wake the F Up, plus a couple of reads, plus what's going on to get you involved. More rock for our revolution, the Motherlode.
We'll be right back. bold enough, man up, woman up, think you had enough, what you know about, whatever you know about, question is, can you get it out, spoke, stay woke, gun culture silence, stop the violence, made all the brilliant silent, world ain't gonna fix itself, world ain't gonna change itself, run your mouth, don't be dumb, but bump them gums, I know the insecure, be sure that the adversaries end up shooting them guns, dumb shit rises to the top, ain't got shit to say, shut them words, make an action stop, diction avoids friction, speak it aim, ain't playing, make it plain, express yourself, stand up to the game, cause it's stupid being afraid of the same egg you laid, talk it over.
Speak your mind, speak, it's time, speak your peace, speak, be free, speak your mind, speak, it's time, speak your peace, speak, be free, speak your mind, speak, it's time, speak your peace.
Shit. Who can't talk, need a gun, cause the brain can't change the terrain, trained by a government chain, making it rain in the club, that goes without saying, the devil don't want to change, you old enough to shave, you old enough to save, speak easy, talking something, say it loud, Malcolm Garvey, Sonia Sanchez, proud, Sister Soldier, Jesse out, you we already heard. Hip-hop got the culture, rap is the words. Have the blind loving some dumb aim and direct to death and end up calling it death. Feds protect black crime from the threat of community. Keep it true for the youth, have them shooting me and each other, sister and brother. Locking the rest up in them federal ovens. What y'all know about, whatever you know about. Question is, can you get it out? Talk it over.
Speak your mind, speak, it's time. Speak your peace, speak, be free. Speak your mind, speak, it's time. Speak your peace, speak, be free. Speak your mind, speak, it's time. Speak your peace, speak, be free. Speak your mind, speak, it's time. Speak, speak, speak.
BFF.FM. Public Enemy, speak! Right here on Wake the F Up. We are here on another Saturday. Stu Fox hanging with you. And I wanted to get to a little bit of something here. I know people are wondering what you can do personally to help immigrant families and those that are separated, the children and the parents. First of all, put your money where your mouth is. If you can afford, donate. Fantastic organizations that are there to, one, protect these people and try to put them back together and to try to make long-term change. The Florence Project, Races, that's R-A-I-C-E-S. The Young Center for Immigrant Children's Rights. Act Blue. The ACLU. Those are places that you can donate to that are going to help the situation currently and to protect them in the future and to make some long-term change. All across the country, there'll be protests about the zero tolerance policy from this evil regime that's in our White House and our legislative branch. Move On is also organizing big rallies in Washington, D.C. and around the country on Saturday, June 30th. On Thursday, June 28th, the organizers of the Women's March are holding a protest in Washington, D.C. Everyone, stand together. Also, important, call your congresspeople. If you want to find out who your senators and representatives are and how to contact them, all you have to do is go and enter your zip code to whoismyrepresentative.com. Whoismyrepresentative.com. Tell them you're really concerned about the children who've been separated from their parents and how they're going to be reunited. That children should not be detained indefinitely, and that your vote depends on their response. Things you can do today. You know it. I know it. We are moving ever closer to making these people pay for the evil that they're doing. BFF.FM.
It's a beach party, Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. A beach party, Vietnam. Frankie and Annette were laying on the sand when Frank got a letter from his Uncle Sam. Said, get Moondog and all your friends. You're all invited to a beach party, Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. A beach party, Vietnam. Hey, Frankie, what you gonna give me your class ring? Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that, Annette. Why not? Cause I don't have any arms. Ah! Beach party, Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. A beach party, Vietnam. Annette, she wants Frankie's ring. Frankie wants Annette's thing. They're laying on the west coast. There's gonna be a wiener roast. The beach party, Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. A beach party, Vietnam.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. Trump's lawyers reportedly believe Robert Mueller could issue a public declaration of Trump's innocence. Mueller evidently feels so differently about this that he reportedly has had one of his lawyers searching to determine the limits of Trump's ability to issue pardons. That the Trump-Russia scandals are so momentous and so unprecedented should be obvious to anyone paying the slightest attention. That they are perceived so utterly differently by the prosecutor and the possible defendant just as obviously implies that one side is led by a man who is completely out of his mind. See if you can guess which. President Trump's lawyers are, per Matt Apuzzo and my friend Michael Schmidt of the New York Times, cooperating with the special counsel in the hope that Mr. Mueller will declare in the coming months that Mr. Trump is not a target of the Russia inquiry. Cooperating evidently means producing the documents the special counsel wants. The public declaration of innocence evidently means Trump's lead attorney, Ty Cobb, and the other attorneys evidently believe their client rather than the mounting evidence. Mounting evidence? In just the last several weeks, new angles to the collusion conspiracy have sprouted and others have been freshly reinvigorated. For instance, we have learned something about Natalia Veselnitskaya, the Russian lawyer who met with Trump Jr., Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner in Trump Tower in June 2016, a meeting, the subject of which produced a cover-up reportedly led by this presidential imposter from onboard Air Force One. Veselnitskaya had met 2 months earlier, it turns out, in Moscow with the pro-Russian California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. And we have learned that Rohrabacher says he has been kept from talking to Trump about making a deal for Julian Assange, a trade of evidence supposedly possessed by Assange, that would exonerate Russia from having interfered in the 2016 election in exchange for a pardon for Assange. And he says the primary person who has done this is White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. We have learned that Veselnitskaya herself had the other Russians who joined her at the Trump Tower meeting sign non-disclosure agreements about those meetings. We have learned that Mueller's investigation now reportedly includes Michael G. Flynn, son of the former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn, focusing, quote, at least in part on his work with his father's lobbying firm, Flynn Intel Group. We have learned that a member of the Russian parliament, Vyacheslav Nikanov, went on national television there and insisted, quote, U.S. intelligence missed it, that Russian intelligence stole the president of the United States. We have learned that another Russian politician, a far-right leader named Nikita Isayev, said on state television there that his country's government should, quote, hit Donald Trump with our compromat. And when asked if Russia really has such blackmail material, answered, quote, of course we have it. And we have learned that many in the intelligence community have reportedly warmed up to the good old Steele dossier. As one 28-year CIA man who retired as a member of the leadership team that guides the agency's global activities wrote, in retrospect, there is even some indication that the salacious sexual allegations should not be dismissed out of hand. And he concludes that we, quoting again, will have to do our best to validate the information at hand. Looking at new information through the framework outlined in the Steele document is not a bad place to start. And the BBC World Affairs reporter I often quote here, Paul Wood, seems to have almost deliberately buried these stunning words 12 paragraphs deep in his most recent piece for the British magazine The Spectator, quoting, the president bizarrely asserted that the Steele dossier had been paid for by Russia in order to damage him. This is the latest twist in Trump's response to the dossier, which began with flat denials in January that he had been filmed by Russian intelligence with prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room. That remains unproven. Nevertheless, Steele is not the only source. I heard of Russian compromat, compromising material, on Trump from two sources months before the Steele dossier came to light. There are reports of witnesses in the hotel who corroborate Steele's reporting. These include an American who said to have seen a row with hotel security over whether the alleged hookers would be allowed up to Trump's suite. Now claims are circulating of more tapes showing even more extreme behavior. Expect these allegations to emerge in due course. And most importantly, we have learned that Mueller's team reportedly interviewed the author of that dossier, the British ex-intelligence officer Christopher Steele, sometime over the summer. Perhaps more important still, we learned that Mueller's operation is so disciplined, and forgive the phrase, leak-free, that the interview of Steele in the summer was not known until the autumn. That's why the only other bit of news coming from inside Mueller's investigation is so extraordinary. As Bloomberg News reported, acting as Mueller's top legal counsel, Michael Dreeben has been researching past pardons and determining what, if any, limits exist. BusinessInsider.com tried to explain this. Like the president, governors also have the authority to grant pardons, and Renato Mariotti, a former federal prosecutor, told Business Insider that it was possible Dreeben was looking into state-level case law going back to the country's early years to find instances in which a court found a governor's pardon problematic. Dreeben's probably spending all day researching those cases, and he's probably going to find some analogy that Mueller can use in case Trump issues a preemptive pardon or one that stymies the investigation, Mariotti said. Translation. Mueller's got a guy looking into how he can stop Trump from pardoning his own family, staff, aides, cabinet members, lawyers, himself. Perhaps even before they're actually charged with anything. Yeah, that all sounds like Trump should be expecting a clean bill of health from Robert Mueller any day now. You don't have to be a law professor to realize this is not a hypothetical. Mueller is not writing a research paper. If Mueller is trying to find out if he can legally challenge Trump's presidential pardons, it obviously means Mueller is, in theory, prepared to try to legally challenge Trump's presidential pardons. It obviously means Mueller is readying himself for a time in the not-too-distant future where Trump will determine he's in so much trouble, he's going to have to start issuing presidential pardons. Resist. Remove. Peace. The book based on these commentaries hits the streets next Tuesday. Please enjoy. Buy it or borrow a copy.
FM, best frequencies forever. I also am an ape man. Steve Fox hanging with you right here on Wake the F Up. Hey, a couple of reads for you. Quick reads for you this weekend. There is a great article up in Newsweek about how President Dump hired undocumented immigrants for $4 an hour for a demolition project. And it's backed up by court documents. And you can see the hypocrisy there as it plays out. Because it's important to make sure that we understand the context of what these fascists are doing in our federal government. And speaking of, in Medium, Umair Haque has a good article called Why Americans Need to Start Calling Authoritarianism what it is. And his subtitle is Orwell's Test and Why We're Failing It. That's right. You know, there's a whole lot of going on that maybe we don't quite understand. Maybe we want to push forward with these ideas of liberty and these ideas of making sure our republic is safe from the fascism that's happening right now in the White House and elsewhere. But we don't really quite know how to grasp it because Americans have never had to deal with this before. This is not politics. There has been a takeover of our government by fascists, white nationalists, white supremacists, and people who love to collude with foreign governments. You just have to take it one step at a time, and you can't be distracted. Focus. November is coming. BFF.FM.
Make it one and two. Texas. I'm that linebacker I'm wishing for a Cinderella savior and it'll just get scary. Course phonies, but I'll make the gin ammonia and you hate it because it's shaking.
Taking it into the way, way back machine. Stiff Little Fingers, I Don't Like You, Wake the F Up. Fox hanging with you for a couple more minutes. Label It's coming up at 8 o'clock. And in that time, we're going to play some more Rock Revolution music for you and talk to you a little bit more about what you need to do this week in the Resistance. What you need to do this week in the Revolution. It's like the dam of the American Republic has hole after hole being punched in it. And we're trying to fill all these holes as far as we can with our reach and our fingers. And it's just mangling our fingers. And we can't get it all. So we have to prioritize. This week, those children, those parents, they have to be the priority for us, and we have to make sure that we do everything in our power to end zero tolerance. The prisons that they're being held in, the camps that are being built, the military bases that they will be housed at, all of it is an illegal grab by fascists to control a population. You need to remember this. You need to take this anger, this frustration, this welled up feeling of, I dare say, hatred, and you use it. You focus laser light on November. We must vote. We must get out and vote. We must take others to vote. We will get there. Stand up, fight back, never give in. Resist. Fox out.
FM. It's so hard, and it's a lonely planet. Joy when the Such a lonely planet, joy in my soul.